views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Black Rose.
Oh, namaste to you and Scotty and everyone. It is Wednesday, July the 25th, and guess who had a birthday, a born day, an Earth Day?
Who had an Earth Day?
An Earth Day. Who? Oh, let's
who said
the
owl? Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to me.
Thank you, Scotty.
Yes. Welcome into the Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio Show. Wonderful Wednesday noise. And if you're we are talking a little bit about healing from depression, clearing negative energies, and of course we're always raising our frequencies, lifting our vibrations, speaking our truth, and healing our hearts, and always keeping it real, okay? And
keeping it real.
Oh yes, keeping it real and keeping you informed. And you keep us informed also. You can always send your letters to Mind, Body, Spirit, Radio Show at gmail.com. We can possibly give you some guidance, direction, and any question related to what Featherlight life, your spiritual
health,
relationships in your care, dating, career questions. And of course, sex. You know, we have to get back on some sex topics because we do have some of our people in the audience listening out there that love talking about sex,
especially during this time that we're talking about the sacral chakra, which is located in the sexual organs. Which in some way relates to pleasure, sexual or otherwise. So
exactly. So you can send your letters in, and you can also follow us on the BTRs if you join the BTR community at BTR.com. For $24 a year, you can join the social media experience. The experience of BTR, a sharing platform. And stay tuned tonight because we are honoring the illustrious, the stupendous,
yes,
the scholarly, how about that, Scotty Reed. I was trying to think of an S quickly.
Scotty.
Scholar.
The man who never stops, constantly advancing.
Does he ever sleep? That's what I want to know. Does he ever sleep? Oh, gosh, I just don't know. So, yes, we're honoring Scotty Reed tonight for our doing the damn thing, because he is doing the damn
thing.
Exactly. And for our African Spirit segment tonight, Valerie Thomas will tell you how she was able to obtain a pet, Black woman. Okay. Okay. And let's just go into our opening point by Langston Hughes. Harlan, what happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun, or fester like a sore and then run? Does it stink like rotten meat, or crust and sugar over like a syrupy sweet? Maybe it just sad like a heavy load, or does it remain? Dream deferred. When you open up the dream deferred. Those snaps seem like they were just a little tardy. They were a little tardy. They're a little tardy. I give you your snaps quickly. Okay? It's delicious. My snaps come. we open up with Harlan Langston Hughes, A Dream Deferred, because how many dreams have been deferred? How many of our dreams have been deferred because you were walking down the street in New York and you were stopped and frisked, coming and going to the store or to school or to church or to the basketball court or to the tech center, to the yoga studio, whatever you were doing, you were stopped and frisked. And God forbid you were in that sheriff's district. He was telling everybody, oh, just arrest all the black folks walking down the street. We'll pin some type of burglary on them so we can keep our rates up, our crime rates looking good. Right. Lying. Oh, gosh, I just want to say all kinds of words, but I'm trying to be namaste-ish. Lord have mercy. I really am. It's a struggle. It's a major struggle.
No.
So, anyway, dreams deferred. How many dreams have been deferred? And even though maybe some of our dreams have been deferred due to oppression, suppression of us suppressing our own our inherent desires and our living our purpose. When you think about let me just speak for myself. When I think about how the public school system attempted to destroy and chiseled away at my brilliance and my gifts.
Yeah.
Because Father Dick Gregory said, we come here already knowing everything. That's why everybody thinks that their baby, their grandbaby, their daughter, their son is the smartest.
Right.
I don't know about one parent that didn't say, oh, yeah, she's so smart. Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Because we haven't entered that damn institution.
We haven't dumbed them down.
At our gift. Tell you need to be in remedial classes. I was reading before I came to daycare, and these racist white people at this all-white daycare center wanted to place me in, like, what was called the third grade reader group. And I was the only little speckled spot, pepper, like we used to say back in the day, the pepper. I was the only black there at the daycare center. So, of course, I felt their hatred towards me. They used to do all kinds of things. I can have a whole show about how, in retrospect, I began to remember in my older years how horribly they treated me as a child. I was a baby. I was in daycare. That was a daycare school. So anyway, they wanted to place me in this third grade reading group. Look, I came there and taught the white girl how to read. My little white best friend, Jennifer, I remember her name. I taught her how to read. In fact, it was an exchange. I would teach her how to read, and she would help me learn how to tie my shoes. Because I mostly used to wear those cute little dress shoes. I didn't have a lot of tennis shoes and shoes that I had to tie up as a little girl. Because back then, we wore the little... Unless you started wearing those black and white shoes, I forgot what they call them, Bucks or something like that. But anyway,
Oxford.
So the reason why, Oxford, thank you. The reason why I was so nervous when it came time for me to read is because I felt all of that negative energy and how they mistreated me. Yes, so I was shy, and I was really, now that I'm thinking about it, afraid for my life. Because I was surrounded by a bunch of adults and children that hated me.
An awful
feeling. They would mistreat me. I knew that they were mistreating me. Anyway, I went all into a tangent. See, well, thank y'all for this therapy tonight.
Emotional cleansing.
Oh my God, people probably like, Lord, she just went all off. But I'm just speaking about how the public school institution, how it has caused many of us our self-esteem to be affected. Let me say that. And when you feel that you're unable or incapable, as the public school system makes many of us feel, because they start your history out with slavery. So as a child, you grow up feeling, I am nothing. My people came as slaves. You know that? Oh, y'all came here as slaves, and we came on the Mayflower, and blah, blah, blah. All this old bull crap they teaching these children. But thank goodness, I see black people waking up.
Yes, yes.
And I see white people tired of some of the white people's crap. They're tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about righteousness. That's what it's about.
We have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller. Okay. Welcome in, caller.
Peace. This is Ty. I just wanted to express appreciation for what y'all are doing and for your anecdote just now and how important it is, you know, for us to share these kinds of experiences with each other, because it seems to me that a lot of times what happens is we end up getting a sense of isolation out of not recognizing that these kinds of tactics are employed against us all the time and on the regular. And, you know, it's always different, but the pattern, you know, remains the same. And what you're talking about speaks to, you know, wide ranging implications of, you know, from the point of young childhood, you know, toddlers being, you know, inculcated into a system that is essentially directly oppositional to us, you know, to our livelihoods, and et cetera. And also just shout out I peeped out the broadcast that y'all had not too long ago, but a couple months back with the priestess who was talking about, you know, different herbs and the like, and, you know, their vital importance, and that really connected up greatly, and I appreciated what she had to say, and I appreciated you know, the fact that y'all had her on and the questions that y'all asked, and it's a little bit late for me on a Wednesday, just as my schedule goes, but I really appreciate what y'all are doing, and thank you for that anecdote. I totally feel you on that.
Oh, well, we appreciate you calling and sharing, and the priestess will return, and we're looking forward to having her back. And you know what? She spoke about the dandelion, and I did purchase the dandelion.
So did I.
Yes, yes. So usually I read with herbs, it takes about a month or so for them to just really get in your system and actually begin to work. So it's been almost a month, I believe, that I've been taking the dandelion. And, you know, I'm so extra. I started out for like the first 2 weeks taking an extra one so that I can decrease the time span that it takes to start working. So, because I need the dandelion in my life. All right, so I'll share my post. Thank you so much, Paul, for tuning in. And you can always catch us and other shows on the Black Talk Media Network by just going on to the page, Black Talk Media Network page, and you can listen to any of these episodes on demand from behind. All right, so let me share this quote, Featherlight. Enlightenment is growing all the time. It is not something that happens once and is then complete. Thich Nhat Hanh.
Very good. Very good. I agree with that. You never stop becoming enlightened. You don't just say, I know it all now.
Exactly.
It's constant. It is constant.
You know, and just to dovetail that, I can recall when people began to, what we call wake up, we used to always say, Robbie Brown, Black folks wake up. And so I recall when maybe say about 5 or 6 years ago, it just seems like, I don't know, maybe it was social media also. You just seem to, well, I can say I did recognize it in my personal life because I had family members and close friends used to always call me crazy. Oh, you always talking about all of that stuff. You always talking about all that black stuff. And they weren't really into the social ills that I would always speak about or be concerned about and try to bring attention to. And I recall when some of those people, my family members and friends, and when even they would have to say something about, like, Eric Gardner being choked on camera or a child being killed. I knew then, I said, oh, my God. I said, oh, my God. And so I said that to say this, but having said that, I recall around that time, we started hearing people saying, oh, yeah, I'm conscious now. I'm conscious now. Dennis, she's woke. He's woke. I'm woke. Stay woke. Which is all fine. But just because you went to a police brutality rally does not make you woke. It does not make
right.
you woke. It does not make you conscious. Because you tweet about who got killed and who got shot. We can all do that. But I do appreciate the fact that they are on that path.
Yeah.
They feel like I should be aware, even if it's trendy. So anyway, that's my quote.
Very good. Here's mine.
So enlightenment happens all the time.
All the time. It is never over.
Continue evolving. That's the point.
Yes. Know Thyself by Marcus Garvey. Know thyself. It is so important to know thyself. Who are you? If everybody likes you, you're not real enough. There are pleasers out there, and I'm speaking from experience, who want people to like them for whatever reason. But if everybody likes you, then you're not being real, because everybody can't like somebody that's real. You're going to have some people that say, I don't like her. Why? I just don't like it. Something. She said something that you didn't like or that you didn't agree with. But when you agree with everybody, with everything they say, then you're not being real. Chameleons are creatures who, to survive, blend in with their environment. You don't have to be a chameleon. It's okay to stand out if that's who you are. Do you, because no one can do you better. Do you. That's my quote. So we're going to go into a quick review, and then we'll go into the hot topics. Okay. Last week, our guest was Ms. Makita Smith, publicist and sacred pole dancer, and creator of Flying Over 50. Ms. Smith has started a movement that encourages mature women like myself to reclaim their femininity through dance. So women over 50, fitness, and the art of simply moving their bodies. Recently, Mrs. Makita Smith has teamed with Merckville Productions to create a mesmerizing pole dance music video. And please check her out on Flying Over 50. You can see the video on YouTube. You can check her out on Facebook, Flying Over 50, and also Instagram, Flying Over 50. Check out her amazing videos. It's really marvelous to watch. She's also a grandmother, although what does that matter? I don't know. We also talked about the misunderstood introvert. How to have a meaningful relationship with someone who may have a totally opposite personality from you, and what makes them tick. Being aware of this creates a more harmonious relationship. The Sacred Healing Challenge is still going on. So are you working on your sacral healing chakra? to bring more joy, pleasure. Yes you are.
Yes.
Doing. Yes. What
yes.
are you doing? Fulfillment and emotional balance in your life. Movement of any kind is good. Improve your relationship with water. That works. Think about and meditate on the color orange. Also, throw in a little dash of orange. Doing what gives you pleasure and freedom of expression. Pick up an adult coloring book and just color, okay, for creativity. And by the way, with creativity in the sacral chakra, it doesn't just mean art, creatively, art speaking. It also has to do with how you affect the world and how the world affects you, because it's all about emotions. That's a brief review of what you missed, and you can tune in, and as Black Rose says, you can always pull up our shows on YouTube
on the Black Talk Media Network page.
Yes.
And don't forget to donate to the Black Talk Media Project so that we can create those localized media outlets. And also, you can join the BTR community page, BTR community social media site. All right, so are we ready for some hot topics tonight? Yes, we are. You know, first I want to give out my condolences to the light, to those victims of the Duck Boat Tour.
Yeah.
I was thinking about us taking one of those tours, because we see those tours going up and down the street.
Right.
On the island, because there's water on both sides of the island, on the beach. I don't think I see them. I see them going down the seawall, but they don't go in that beach. They go in the harbor, I believe.
Right.
But anyway.
Right.
So I think the last I read, there were like 12 victims, 12 or 14, and like 9 family members.
Right.
And they didn't have on life jackets. I just don't understand why they did not have on the life jacket.
What I heard was the person on the boat said, "We have life jackets, but you won't need them."
Yeah, but I would have said, if we're going in water, I'm putting on my life jacket.
Turn your volume up a little bit.
Oh, okay. I would have wanted to have the life jacket on, because if we're going into the water, then I want my life jacket on. Black Talk Radio Network. I apologize. I'm always just fumbling. Thank you, Scotty. Black Talk Radio Network. Black Talk Radio Network. Yes, if the weather is bad, please do not get on the duck boat. Don't get on the duck boat. Yeah. I mean, you know, listen, seriously, though, on a serious note, I would have had on my life jacket. Okay, that's number one. And it was just so sad hearing that story. I think, Father Light, she said that you were able to see a video of the woman speaking. I read her statement, but apparently they were interviewing her while she was in the hospital bed.
Yes! How can you interview after losing all those members of your family? No. Talk to my third or fourth cousin.
Right, a family spokesperson. Spokesperson should have been the one who should have handled the interview, or any questions for that matter.
Any questions? There should have been somebody blocking the news people. And then that was very disrespectful of the news people, but then that's not saying a whole lot, because that's how
they disrespectful they were.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, very, very insensitive. Very insensitive. But condolences to those families, and also condolences to all of the families of these, what I think now the count is up to about 6 people in the past 7 or so days that have been killed. and it seems like they have all been associated with some type of racial hate,
yeah.
racial hatred. The two young girls, the two sisters, who were throat slashed by this psycho. Let me see. One of them, the one that survived, I believe her name is Nia. And I heard that there was a vigil for her last night, and some people came there with some Make America Great head songs, just being very disrespectful at the vigil. So these people are out of control, as they always have been. So, just very disrespectful. So condolences to her family, and the girls were slashed at the BART station in Oakland. I tell you, Oakland is about as liberal as Austin is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The Bay, what the hell is going on? Yeah, people calling the cops on you for selling water, trying to barbecue, slashing throats. It's ridiculous. Goodness gracious. And then, of course, Featherlight. And guys, please, we're not trying to be morbid. The only reason why I'm actually going through some of these stories is because I want people to be aware. As Dr. Leonard Jeffries said a decade ago, we are at war, and many people don't even know it. Anytime you have people slashing our throats, don't forget about the little boy that was stabbed up there in Maryland. What was that, last year? So these attacks are consistently happening, and it's just not... These are not isolated incidents. Okay, and so, of course, people are, I'm sure, unless you just haven't tuned in to any type of reading of articles that are circulating around about some of these incidents, I'm sure you've heard about, I'm trying to get his name, McLaughlin, I think his name, Marquise McLaughlin, who was at the convenience store with his family. And this psycho, another psycho, comes out, and he wants to be the handicap parking police, which, okay, people are like, well, she should not have been in the handicap park. Okay, whatever. He should not have been coming to her car harassing her about being in the handicap parking space. Mind your business. Go in the store, get your items. And then the manager of the store says, this man harasses people all the time. And so Marquise McLaughlin is in the store purchasing his items, and he comes out of the store and he sees this psycho harassing his wife and family as they're in the car. He pushes the man down, and what's this man named? Dreka.
That's
a Polish name. Polish.
Mm-hmm.
I looked it up.
Okay.
Polish. And I think it may be one of my other friends researched the name and said it's a Jewish Polish name. But if you think about Dreka to me sounds just like de Klerk down in South Africa.
Right.
Saying these people coming from everywhere.
Right.
They're coming over here with this hate in them. So
this
anyway.
Apartheid. Attitude.
They I like that. Apartheid attitude. So McLaughlin pushes this Dreka to the ground. I believe this man shot him in like 4 seconds, I believe. He hit the ground. And then shot him again. Just shot him. So I say that to say, first, again, condolences. And I want to, actually, I am going to take a minute, Featherlight, if you don't mind. I want people to hear the tone of the sheriff. So, let's see. Of course, the sheriff said he's on the side of Dreka. Okay. So he says, this is a violent push. The hell is a damn violent push?
Oh my goodness.
We used to push and shove all the time in school.
Yes.
This is a violent push. This wasn't a shove.
This wasn't just a tap. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri. Gualtieri. Okay, so remember, I believe that's an elected office, right? So he needs to go. Vote his ass out.
Yeah.
Bob Gualtieri said during a Friday press conference in response, Drucker pulled out a handgun while he was on the ground, shot McCloughton in the chest. And that's when the young man walked back in the store and then he later collapsed. But the sheriff says he was cooperative with the deputies. He had a valid Florida concealed weapons license. And let's see. Drucker was in fear for his life of further bodily harm. You're the one with the gun. He pushed you. And this is what the sheriff is saying. He felt after being slammed to the ground. Remember, slammed to the ground? That's what they said that Trayvon Martin did to George Zimmerman.
Serious? I've never heard that phrase before.
Exactly. And he used the concrete as a weapon.
Yeah.
No fool. He had a gun.
Yeah.
So anyway, he felt after being slammed to the ground. This is what the sheriff is quoted as saying. That the next thing was, oh, so you all in his mind now, right? The next thing was that he was going to be further attacked by McLaughlin. Adding, okay, yes, like I said, so in about 4 to 5 seconds. So you're basically pleading this man's case for him. You're not his lawyer.
Right, yeah.
Stay in your lane, even though the sheriff is there to have a law degree, but still, you're not trying his case. You
trying
have already
his case.
Tried his case in the media.
Right.
You've already tried. You know, come on.
Yeah.
So, so
he's,
anyway,
he's feeding the audience. He's feeding the audience what he wants them to hear.
Exactly. He's already tainting everything. So, of course, this case will go to the state attorney. I have not heard anything as of yet if this case has gone to the state attorney. And this sheriff says, I just ask everybody to understand, I don't make the law, but I will enforce the law. And I will enforce it fairly as the legislator has directed that it be enforced. And under these circumstances, this fits within the framework that the Florida legislator has crafted. Shut your ass up.
Oh, my God.
I'm just sick of them, and pardon me.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. He needs to be removed because of that. How are you being so opinionated and defending this man before
he's
been arrested?
He's being totally biased. Totally. Is that your cousin?
Right. Goodness gracious. So, but the man that slashed Neil Wilson's throat, the psycho rather, he was arrested. Politely arrested, if you ask me. This man a killer. They just seem to politely arrest him. And it took a tip from a train passenger to lead police to, his name is John Lee Cowell. And I recall people were saying, how is it that the BART station can find fare hoppers, people that hop over the barricades and all, but they can't find this killer?
Mighty funny. Yeah. Do your job.
And the two sisters, the father's video, it was heartbreaking. And you could hear someone wailing in the background. It was just heartbreaking.
Imagine.
And then condolences also to the family of Michonne Cooper. She was found, I believe it's Michonne Cooper. I hope this is the right one. I believe that this is the young lady that was... I believe this is the lady that was friends with this particular person. Well, this man would befriend black people and then kill them, allegedly. So, Sean Cooper. This particular person, a psycho, he would often brag about his membership in white supremacist groups, including the KKK, and he spoke about the Aryan Nation, a neo-Nazi organization, and he had a swastika tattoo on his left arm and was photographed with the Confederate flag, whatever. So, people, if this, I believe, and pardon me for not being certain, if this is the right person that was associated with this person that befriended her and then assassinated her. But, because there were so many this week and I was trying to keep up with them, but it was just beginning to depress me for the life of them.
I can imagine. It's a lot.
So, it's a lot. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I just want to quickly mention the mass grave that was found in Sugar Land, which is right outside of Houston, which, of course, we're in Galveston Island, and that's just maybe about 100 miles from here. So I am supposed to be in that area, and for the light, I will see if I can capture some video of the area where the mass graves of African American people were found during the construction for the Fort Bend ISD. Independent School District. So all these mass graves were found. But you know what? All across, in particular, not even in particular, because I remember the mass grave site being found in New York. All over this country, mm-hmm. you'll find mass graves.
Right.
They just slaughtered people.
Yeah, it's...
Dumped their
bodies.
They're
out there. They're still out there.
Yo, we see bones here in Galveston.
Yeah. You have the correct name, Michonne Cooper.
Michonne Cooper, okay. So she's the one, she was friends with the white supremacist, and she didn't know he was a white supremacist. Is that the case? People, we're going to have to do better.
We really are. She's got all that going on, tattoos and flags and boasting about his relationships.
Right.
We got to be careful who we let in our lives and our circles.
Mm-hmm. So, now on a better note, Featherlight, just on a better note, karma was swift for this, I don't even know what to call him, this specimen, Andrew Stoneham. So apparently, he and some friends, they all dressed up in blackface and was making all these N-word jokes and all of this business. And so he received a lot of backlash after the video went viral. So people began to harass him. I think that he was expelled from one of the groups he was in or something like that. But anyway, that's not important. But anyway, so he received the backlash of hate mail and people like cyber bullying him because of his racist acts. Do you know what happened to him, Featherlight? He was taking a shower. He was taking a shower one night and had an epileptic attack, and he doesn't even suffer from epilepsy, from my understanding. Had an attack, and the boy died in the shower. Karma was swift.
Died in the shower?
Listen, we keep telling you, you cannot have all of this hatred and commit all
karma
of this.
Karma is a bitch. Karma.
Yes. We keep saying this.
Karma is
not glorifying anybody losing their lives, but when you are full of hate and you are my enemy, I feel nothing for you. I feel nothing for you, because we should be about love and peace as human beings. So,
and if you're not, then maybe you're not a human being. Maybe you're just impersonating a human being.
You know what? Righteousness will prevail. That evil cycle is over with. It's over. We're in a new age now.
Indeed.
So, yes. So, let's see. I will share just a little bit of a quick opioid factoid. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail because we want to move on. Featherlight, more than 30% of overdoses involving opioids also involved benzodiazepines. And benzodiazepines, or benzos as they are called, a type of prescription sedative commonly prescribed for anxiety or to help with insomnia. Okay, so they work to calm and or sedate a person by raising the level of inhibitory neurotransmitters, GABA, in the brain, right? So, so benzodiazepines include diazepam. Maybe you may recognize the name Valium for diazepam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then alprazolam, which is Xanax.
Okay.
That's a familiar name. And then clonazepam, and that's clonopin. Okay. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every day, more than 115 Americans die after overdosing on opioids. And what is happening, Featherlight, is people are combining opioids and benzodiazepines. And this is unsafe because both of them begin to suppress your breathing. And that's how people overdose. They will combine these different drugs. Like, they may combine a benzo and then snort some heroin. Like what many of them are doing in West Virginia and Oxiana. Mm-hmm. So they're combining these drugs. So people, don't combine those drugs. They tell you that it's unsafe. Why are you doing that? Just take your benzo and relax. Why do you need to... snort up the heroin and shoot up the heroin and then take a pill too? You don't need all of that. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. Well, I wish I had some organ music right now. Okay. So, yeah, doing the damn thing, baby. Doing the damn thing. Oh, did you have any commentary to share before we move into doing the damn thing?
I just want to say that we are living amongst monsters, real life monsters, and we have to be aware of that. Like you were just saying with the lady who was friends with this killer, they're around. The serial killers, I mean, I watch Criminal Minds, and they are everywhere. And truth be told, mostly they are white males. I mean, that's what the MO is. And you just gotta be careful. Do you remember? I know you know about the Boston Strangler and Jack Ripper and Jeffrey Dahmer and Ted Bundy and people like that. But have you ever heard of anybody named Albert Fish or Charlie Chopoff?
No.
Albert Fish? Charlie Chopoff? Albert Fish was from Washington, D.C. He was a cannibalistic serial killer here in the United States. You remember those dark nights when you'd go to bed and you were afraid of the boogeyman? Well, he may not have ever jumped out of the closet, but that doesn't mean the monsters don't exist, that they make believe, because this was a real monster, and they called him the Boogeyman. He would kidnap children, and his prey was mostly mentally handicapped and African-American children. He would capture them, torture them with instruments, mutilate them, and then he would eat them. He preyed upon his children as if they were food. And he stated that he had a child in every state. He was executed in 1936 in Sinsing, New York. Charlie Chopoff captured 5 African children, black American children, chopped off the male's genitals.
Oh.
He is still alive. This was between 72 and 74. These are real people.
He stabbed the child 38 times. These are real people walking amongst us, and we have to be aware that there are psychopaths out there. Not try to reason, make some kind of sense out of it. We are at war with some of the most dangerous, heartless people on this earth who lack empathy. They don't even know what empathy is. And we just need to prepare ourselves, protect ourselves.
Yes. Prepare and protect ourselves. I like that. Hashtag prepare and protect. Well, thanks for sharing so much. I too have started watching Criminal Minds. I'm late to the party on that, but I love any kind of psychological thriller anyway.
Yes, get into their minds. You know, whew, it's psychology to me. Because I really didn't think that there were people out there like that, but there are.
The boogeyman, walking around, working next to you, coming to the
next
store.
Right. Yes. Yes.
All right. So doing the damn thing, doing the damn thing. Scotty Reed, doing the damn thing. Our honoree tonight here at the Mind, Body, and Spirit Radio Show. And I hope that you know Scotty Reed. If not, let us introduce Scotty Reed to you. Born November 30th, 1966 in Gastonia, North Carolina, North Kakalaki. Founder of Black Talk Radio Project. In 2008, Black Talk Radio Network. In 2008, Scotty Reed started a program with co-hosts on Blog Talk Radio. After being suspended from Blog Talk for being considered a B.I.E., Black Identity Extreme. She's talking all that black stuff, Scotty. Why are you talking all that black talk? That black stuff, black. So, giving people hope and insight and talking about abolishing slavery. And why are you talking about all of this? Slavery, don't you know that slavery was abolished in 1865? Why are you still talking about that? So, following a controversial interview, scholar Scotty Reed decided that independent voices were in need of a platform free from the control of someone being able to just arbitrarily suspend accounts. He took the initiative and leaped into a role many would consider unfathomable. He started Black Talk Radio Network as it's like a sharing, like a social media site, and it evolved, and it also added, I should say, the radio station. And podcasting platform. And see, me, in 2008, I never would have thought of it. In 2008, I was thinking about Barack Obama. I'm not even going to lie. Like, Barack, yes, first black president. But Scotty Reed was thinking about, how can I create a platform and create this space? How can I be an entrepreneur and solve this problem? That's what entrepreneurship is about, solving a problem. Yeah. And he solved a problem. He had a problem, came up with a way to solve it. If I don't like nothing else, I love a smart, ambitious man. I might drink your bath water. A smart, ambitious man, I'll at least draw your bath. Okay, let's just say that. I will draw your bath. Look, I will draw your bath water. You'll be like, baby, isn't it? I drink it, but no, I'm not doing that. But I will draw your bath water. Scotty Reed, I will draw your bath water. Mm-hmm. And so he created the podcasting platform, the radio station, in conjunction with the platform. He also created Black Talk Media Project, which is the fundraising arm for Black Talk Radio Network. And also, recently, I think 2 years ago, right, Scotty? Scotty started the social media platform entitled BTR Community, which is a censor-free platform status sharing. Okay, subscribers can a censor-free platform for sharing. Pardon me, and subscribers can join for only $24 a year. And we invite you to join by logging on to BTR.com and join. You can always go to the BTR page and just join. You can also donate. Please donate. Scotty's vision is to create localized platforms for producers to be able to have stations, radio stations, like people can come in and host a show, produce different shows and organize and speak on issues in the community, and that is needed. So creating those localized platforms is the vision, and we invite you and implore you to donate. Celebrating 10 years of Black Talk Radio Network, Scotty Reed. Thank you so much for creating this platform. We are here. We're able to be on this platform with you, and we love you. We love you, and I will draw that bath water. Doing the damn thing, Scotty.
Yay! Where's our applause?
Wait a minute. Wait, God dog it.
We all have a role in our liberation, and we appreciate your contribution to the community, Scotty, for providing this platform to Black Americans to tell their story and help us heal. And there's a quote that says, until the lion tells the story, the hunter will always be the hero. That's an African proverb, and you give us the platform to tell our story, and we so much appreciate it. We really, really do.
Yes, we do.
Applause.
Applause.
Let me give him my chime. You get three chimes.
Three times. Okay. Let's see, says the light. Would you like to share your love, the body, before we go to break or after break?
Let's see. Oh, I can do my love, the body now. Love the body. Okay,
hello?
Right.
Oh, yes, caller. Welcome
greetings.
In. Greetings.
Greetings. Namaste.
So my first question is, this is Rob in Milwaukee, by the way.
Okay.
So my first question is, what does namaste mean?
Namaste means the divine in me honors the divine in you, or the God in me honors the God in you, whichever you want to phrase it.
Thank you.
But that's what that means, yes.
And so I just wanted to add a little commentary. I wanted to say thank you for you guys highlighting the work that Mr. Scotty Reed put in. I think that was very beautiful. I think it was tremendous. And personally for me, what it highlights is the appreciation and or love that you females have for the opposite gender. I'm in a current situation where I had to do a hard analysis of the females that I'm connected to, and through that observation, I found that even though some females may lay down with the male every night and or try to conduct a relationship with that person, there is a underlying hate for that male due to the damage that she incurred through the hands of another male. So just the appreciation for the opposite gender is it just stands out to me. So I just wanted to chime in and say thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much, Rob in Milwaukee, for sharing that. And we do love Scotty, and we do love our brothers. And I always say I love men so much that I want two of them. So I absolutely love my brothers, and you are so on point when you shared your observation
in regards to some women who have some type of inner hatred, and that can stem from so many different areas, daddy mm-hmm. issues, relationship issues, just, I remember seeing, I think it was a post somewhere, and a brother said, you man, a brother's always talking about she damaged, but just think about how she became damaged, who damaged her. Right. How many women have you damaged? So he basically yeah. turned it back on brothers to look in the mirror, like Michael Jackson said, the man in the mirror. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I know that there's some men that have those mother issues. They had such a horrible relationship with their mother, or did not have a relationship with their mother. They were molested by an aunt, like we spoke about a few weeks ago, molested by an aunt. And so they have these unresolved issues and feelings mm-hmm. with women. Mm-hmm. That's why I always promote therapy. Talk about it.
Yeah. Share. Let it out.
Find a best friend.
Emotional cleansing is so needed in our community. It really, really, really is. Mm-hmm. So much we have to let go.
We have to heal. How about we just go on into break, and then you want to come back with
okay.
your love and body for the life?
Sure.
All right. So
thank you so much for calling and expressing that. We appreciate that.
All right. So we'll take a break, and then we'll come back with a little love the body.
Love the body.
Yes.
Love
the body. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. You're tuned in to the Mind, Body, and Spirit radio show, and we will be right back after this break.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Say it loud. I'm
black
and
I'm proud.
Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Hey, James Brown. Remember what Eddie Murphy used to do? When he used to do that James Brown shit?
I remember that.
Girl, I did that one time. We were out of town somewhere, and we went to the hot tub. And you know I had to be silly, so everybody in the hot tub. And I stuck my toe in there. I said, I'm getting in the hot tub. Ow! And I spin around. I fell out. Like, I'm getting in the hot tub. Ow! Alright, so let me see. Let me just show this. Where's my quote? Where is my quote? Purple, what is my quote? Okay, so wise words being quoted. Your depression is connected to your insolence and refusal to praise.
Mm.
Really?
slow motion.
Okay.
All right. Here is mine. If you're willing to look at another person's behavior toward you as a reflection of the state of their relationship with themselves, rather than a statement about your value as a person, then you will, over a period of time, cease to react at all. This is about them, not about you or your value. This is about them. As we spoke of about, as we spoke of earlier, they're psychopaths. Do not try to figure them out. Some people are just psychotic, and when you encounter them, it is important that you recognize the signs so you won't misdirect your precious energy trying to make sense or nonsense of their idiotic behavior. And if you cannot remove yourself from their environment, protect yourself. That is my quote. Hello? I have a did you know?
Okay.
Did you know? In 1750, William Brown of Framingham, Massachusetts, put this notice about his missing property, close quote, a slave in the Boston Gazette. Here's the description. Short, curly hair, his knees more nearly together than common, meaning he was not kneed, had on new buckskin breeches, blue yarn stockings, and checkered woolen shirt. Whoever shall take up said runaway and convey him to above said master shall receive £10, and all masters of slaves or others are hereby cautioned against concealing, don't try to hide him, or carrying off said servant on penalty of law. You will be penalized. So the owner, Brown's slaves, disappeared so completely that it was thought he must have gone to sea. Nothing was heard about him for 20 long years. But on the evening of March 5th, 1770, the escaped slave, whose name was Crispus Attucks, turned up on Dock Square in Boston. At this time, there were many reports of skirmishes between colonial citizens and the British troops who protected Great Britain's interests in America. Attucks, who lived near the square, had heard that a British soldier had beaten a young American boy with his musket, and full of revolutionary zeal, Attucks urged the crowd in the square to help him get rid of the British soldier. And some people in the crowd were sailors carrying sticks, and Attucks led them to the custom house on King Street. And menacingly, they moved on the sentry in the box. And just then, seven British soldiers arrived, commanded by Captain Thomas Preston. "Don't be afraid," Crispus Attucks shouted. "They dare not fire." He and the crowd stood their ground. Then someone hurled a stick at a soldier, and the soldier raised his musket and fired, hitting Attucks in the chest. Attucks fell to the ground, and in all, five men fell, and not one of them was a British soldier. Crispus Attucks, free from bondage all those many years, now lay dead, the victim of what later became known as the Boston Massacre. He was the first martyr of the war that would become known as the American Revolution. This information I found in a book called Many Thousand Gone, African Americans from Slavery to Freedom by Virginia Hamilton. And it's a companion to the People Could Fly book. Attucks was safely hidden for 20 years and came out to fight the people who were fighting the people who were oppressing him. And he was killed.
Mm.
So would be. And so would be.
And so would be.
And so would be.
Thank you for sharing the Did You Know.
Okay.
Fighting somebody else's battle.
Yeah, you were free for 20 years, Alex. You were free. Didn't nobody know where you was. Nobody know. All right. I have a spoken word I'd like to share.
Should I do snaps first?
Yes. Yes, as I come to the stage and I sit on my stool, put the spotlight on, everybody steps
coming
up
to the stage, we have tonight here at the Mind, Body, and Spirit radio show, Tell the Light, delivering spoken word.
Thank you, thank you. I'm bowing. Tonight I'd like to do for you, is that a train? A man was at the train station about to walk across the tracks after obviously a long, hard day. He was a fine-looking man, dressed to the T, sharper than Dick was when Hattie died. To look at his attire, you'd think he didn't have a problem in the world. Everything was okay. As he began to make his way across the tracks, headed home, I suppose, he heard a faint whistle in the distance, like the sound of a train. He stopped, peered down the track, and thought, that couldn't be a train. It was a small town, and another train wasn't due for a while. Maybe next year or next month, but not today. But it sure sounded like a train. The man continued to walk slowly across the tracks, carrying his bags, which were a bit heavy. After a few more steady steps, he heard the sound again, only it seemed louder, closer. The well-dressed man put down his bags, removed his hat, and scratched his head as he strained to gaze down the empty tracks. Sweat began to surface. Now, why would a train be coming at this time of the day when there's no schedule for a train? Someone could get hurt, like the last time. It don't make sense. He pondered on this for a moment and then picked up his suitcases, straightened his hat. This is crazy. Thought about picking up speed, but his shoes were a little too big, and it was a little warm, and his hands were full, and he still had on his jacket plus a tie. Besides, he really didn't want to rush. He wanted to take his time and not break a sweat. He was looking pretty good, you know. A train didn't have any business coming on this track now anyway. So he continued at his regular pace. There is no train. Must be his imagination. The track was pretty wide, as this had been a popular station at one time, so he was only about halfway across when he heard a loud whistle. Definitely a train whistle. Oh, shit. That's a train, and it's coming fast. He couldn't tell which track it was on, as sweat was blurring his vision now. He began to struggle with the bags, and one of his shoes came off as it got stuck between the tracks. He could hear and see the train clearly now. He didn't know whether to turn back or try to make it across to the other side before he got smashed to smithereens. Or should he drop the bags and lose the other shoe? Who's driving that train anyway? And who authorized this sudden action? Why didn't they let the town folks know ahead of time? Yeah, we got some flyers, but nobody reads flyers. Do they not care that people could get hurt? Children could get hurt even? This is just heartless. Not even supposed to be coming. If I make it across this track, I'm going to investigate this whole crap, have some meetings and come up with some ideas and maybe put someone else in charge of the train schedule so I'll know when to prepare. I'm not prepared. But I'd better do something quick and in a hurry because a train sure is coming fast and damn, it's big. Namaste.
Wow, big train. I just don't know what to say, Brother Light. Oh my goodness, you and your spoken word. Let me give you some more snaps.
Oh, thank you. So often we get so caught up in the whys and the what fors and how comes, and we forget our own mission. The man had plenty of time to get across that track. We are given all kinds of signs and warnings that something is happening, but we refuse to accept what is clear. We rather waste time speculating, debating, and hesitating, hypothesizing, analyzing, and criticizing. A good friend of ours named Dr. Carnita Atwater used to always say, we play too much and stay too long. We play too much and stay too long. We're in the middle of a freaking war, and we are not prepared. But we're waking up. We're waking up.
Yes, we are.
And realize that that train is here. It is here.
The train is here. The
train is here.
You have to be ready. Have your ticket.
That's right. That's right.
Have your ticket and be ready. I think we have a comment, or a question or a comment. Caller 262.
Can I be heard?
Yes. Welcome in. Oh.
I had a question, but I'll table that until I want to share a poem that I wrote for my literature class.
Okay.
It's pretty short, the title of the poem is called Injury. And can I still be heard clearly?
Yes.
Okay. So it goes, who's going to care about me? I was slammed on the very back of my head, repositioning my neck so that I barely walk on my feet. Who's going to care about me? My torso is twisted, leaning, and dislocated, causing me to constantly readjust in my seat. What does it mean to be in constant pain as I remain with the family that did this unthinkable thing to me? Who's going to care about me? Is it my folks who ask, you sure you didn't have a stroke? As if they are unaware of exactly what happened to me. I've been on this lonely road, so-called recovery, searching low and high to discover just how to recover from no one caring about me. And that was it.
Oh, wow. That's so powerful.
Who's going to care about me? Discover to recover. What did you say? Discovering how to recover?
I said to discover just how to recover from no one caring about me.
What was the inspiration for this piece?
This is my everyday life. That's what I'm living. I am dealing with a horrific injury. It's a brain injury. I guess the easiest way to put it is the position of my ears, nose, and throat was changed.
Wow.
I lost like the whole left side of my body, like the nasal passage, the throat. It's so hard to explain. But that's what I'm living. And that's the inspiration of the poem.
It is truly powerful. It is truly, truly powerful. Thank you for sharing that.
Oh, no problem.
You have to share another piece with us sometime too, because
that's actually the first poem that I ever wrote.
Really? Oh, wow, really?
A little booklet, and maybe you'll come on sometime and you and Feather Light share a little poetry.
Well, I'm sure he's got more now, right?
No, ma'am.
No?
I just wrote it a couple of days ago. I was attending summer courses, and the last day was just Monday. So I just wrote that, like,
amazing.
Over the weekend.
You wrote it over the weekend. Did you just sit down in one sitting and you just started writing?
Yeah, it came pretty easily. It was pretty emotional, though. I cried while I was writing it. But yeah. The words, it comes pretty easy. Yeah, because I'm living with the family members that injured me. So, and then, like, the injury is so horrific that it really has taken me through the depths of the human experience. And, like, the system of white supremacy is so real. Like, my injury is so bad. I was in denial about it for a long time. But the people I encounter, they are in denial about it. I liken it to, like, the lie that we choose to believe as far as, like, Christmas and Thanksgiving and all of that. Like, everybody I encounter watch my left side because, like, it's different. You understand what I'm saying? And one thing is that the eyes don't lie. You understand what I'm saying? No matter what anybody says.
Right.
So, it just really put me in a different place, like, just to really understand that, like, me personally, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the people that I'm referring to is, like, the women that raised me, my mom, my aunt, my grandma. You understand what I'm saying? So I've had to do a very hard analysis of the females that's in my life and my position and what that means. But if I can just get my question in quickly. So my question was, I listened to you guys' program a few times, more than a lot, and I've heard you mention meditation, and I wanted to know if there was possibly, like, some videos or something on the internet that you can point me to as far as meditation from our perspective.
Certainly. Would you like to share, Featherlight?
Now, I'm sorry. I had to take the earpiece from my ear a second. You said you're interested in meditation, and
yes,
you wanted to know if we have something that we could refer you to for specifically for our people
like something from a black perspective. Like, the stuff I've been coming across is like Hindu, kind of like Indian descent, and that's fine, but I was just wondering if you guys maybe knew of something from a black perspective as far as meditation is concerned.
To be honest with you, I have not come across anything that is specifically, unless it's in the sacred healing book, and that's a healing book for women.
Uh-huh.
And it has a lot of meditation practices in there, and it is specifically I do believe it's specifically for women of color. But when I practice meditation, and it's not very easy, because I'm one of those folks who have a very busy mind. It's constantly on the move. But I try to just calm my mind thinking of things that, like, get in touch with your breath, okay? That has nothing to do with our skin color or our ethnicity. It's your breath. And when you just kind of think about, okay, when we do our pranayama at the end of the show, we're mostly thinking about, okay, your breath. You're breathing in, you're breathing out, you're watching, you're thinking about the breath as it comes in through your nose and it goes down your throat, it goes to your arms, your legs, your different parts of your body. I have not gone to any YouTube or anything like that and so forth, practicing meditation. Now there are some where you can just type in, let's see, what is it called?
Well, I was going to suggest Ralph Smart, who we're actually sharing some of his insight on depression. Ralph Smart, Infinite Waters. I was trying to think of the name of his YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
He speaks to
Ralph Waters.
Ralph Smart. Well, I'll
Ralph
say what,
Smart. Okay.
Yeah, if you YouTube, and he also has a website, Ralph Smart, R-A-L-P-H,
yes,
the first name, and then Smart as in smart.
Yep.
Is that his name? Ralph Smart, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Infinite Waters.
Yeah, but yeah, just Google
Infinite.
Or,
yes, Infinite Waters, like W-A-T-E-R-S, and then type in his name and then type meditation, because he's got a ton of videos, a ton.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So type that in and then next to his name, type meditation.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Black
for that. So I really appreciate the last comment about breath doesn't have a color. I agree. And thank you for the compliments and the well wishes, and I'll mute my line.
Yeah. Well, look, I was also going to share this with you. Well, let me ask, what in particular pertaining to meditation are you interested in? Are you interested in learning why we should meditate, like the benefits of meditation? Are you looking for different types of, a guided meditation?
I'm looking
how to get into it.
I guess the first reason I'm seeking meditation is a form of therapy and/or prayer, just as far as like a method of calming the mind. And then the second thing would be for body realignment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I wish I could remember which show we were speaking about the mudras, because he would benefit from utilizing certain mudras for what he's trying to achieve.
Do you know how to spell that? How do you spell that word? You said mudra?
M-U-D-R-A.
Okay, M-U-D-R-A. Those I can just Google that too.
Yes, yes.
Sure
they're hand signals.
Okay.
And they I
heard that program. Yeah, I think I heard that program, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let me read my line and then let you ladies get on with the program. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye.
All right, so...
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste, namaste. So I'm so glad you shared that. Speaking our truth.
That's right.
And Milwaukee was speaking his truth. And Milwaukee, what I will try to do is... there is another sister that I've recently subscribed to on YouTube, and she has meditations and yoga postures and asana, asana. And I tell you what you can do is you can email us at mindbodyspiritradioshow@gmail.com, and then we can send you some links.
Right.
That way you have some links to some of the videos that I watched. Just trying to think of something else. So, okay, so we better move on into
our topic.
Yes, depression and how to feel less depressed and clear negative energy. Ralph Smart, Infinite Waters, Diving Deep. He's so insightful and so enlightened. I just love listening to his inspirational and videos of wisdom. Ralph Smart, depression and how to feel less depressed. Lord knows some of us want to feel less depressed. All right.
With everything that's going on.
Yes. Yes. It certainly affects you. All right. You want to start out for a moment?
You're starting off.
Okay. I'm okay. Let's see here. So it's okay to be depressed. No need to feel ashamed to admit it. And don't feel guilty about it. You'll be less depressed if you can admit it. It happens to most people at one time or another. If you always say, Featherlight, that you're fine, something is not quite right. Get real with yourself. Depression simply means deep rest. Deep rest.
Just that think makes about sense. It. Yeah, that deep makes sense. Rest. Deep rest. Deep rest.
Deep rest. Your body is trying to tell you to slow down. We are constantly on the move, trying to get to the next place. I'm always like that. We forget to press pause, always in a hurry to get nowhere fast. If you're working too hard, not taking time for yourself, all right? How many of us don't take time for ourselves? I'm no friend.
My hand is up.
Always doing something for someone else.
Yeah.
Never thinking of what their needs are. So take a break.
Right.
Take a break. Deep rest is needed. Deep rest.
Depression needed. Also means suppression, bottling up your emotions. Emotions means energy in motion. So negative energy blocks will cause depression. Holding in your emotions is not good for the body. This greatly affects your sacral chakra. Sometimes we need an emotional cleansing, and it's okay to cry. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to be angry sometimes. Sometimes we feel that we have to hold our emotions in. I mean, express the emotions you're going through. This will clear the energy, the negative energy blocks that you're feeling. Sooner or later, you'll break if you don't hold it in. Let it out. You can eat high amounts of tryptophan, which is an amino acid, and it creates serotonin, which helps you feel better. It helps you move. It helps to move you out of depression. One of the foods that you can try, the best one, is raw cocoa. It's a chocolate. Chia seeds is also good. Flax seeds is good. It has a high amount of tryptophan. Watermelon seeds, dried dates, sunflower, and pumpkin seeds. Those are also good foods that you can try to help lift your mood.
Lift your mood. All right, Featherlight, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and we'll pick back up. We'll show our African spirit and then we'll come back to more from Ralph Smart. You are tuned in to the Mind, Body, and Spirit radio show. Be sure you donate to the Black Talk Media Project. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Right, and so for tonight, for our African spirit, I just love that African drum. It is nothing like hearing the African drum play.
It is really, yeah, yeah.
Oh my goodness, it just gives me chills. The African drums, they just do something to me. It's like hearing the drums wakes up that kundalini energy in it.
Right. Yeah. You know why? The drumming sound goes into the earth and then it comes back up. It's energy and it's very, very powerful. It's very, very powerful. When I was taking African dance, we always gave honor to the African to the drummers first before we danced, because their role was so, so important.
All right, so for our African spirit segment, and their role is very important, and when we I just have to come back to that. When we think about the drum, we learn that the drum was used to communicate.
And right.
Think of how people, that's why they call it the talking drum. People were able to communicate and send messages. Through the drums, through the music. Oh, gosh, I love music. Okay, so for our African spirit segment, Valerie Thomas was born in 1943 in Baltimore, Maryland. She had a fascination with electronics, and she received her degree in physics, high honors, and she began to work for NASA. As a mathematician and data analysis, she worked on the development of the Landsat imaging processing system for more than 10 years. Landsat was the first satellite from outer space. Images help us to understand our planet, and Thomas used space technology to predict worldwide crop yields. On October 21st, 1980, she received a patent on an illusion transmitter. It sent signals through the air, just like a television, and produced three-dimensional images. And that's our African spirit for tonight, honoring Valerie Thomas.
Thank you for that. We have so many brilliant people who've made fundamental contributions, and with little to no recognition. All of these people that we didn't learn about in school, women in technology, you have a whole book on them, right? I mean, they didn't get their props like they should have. It's amazing. Thank you for sharing these brilliant people with us.
Thank you. We are committed to doing this, to highlighting the brilliant Black excellence. All right, so where are we picking up satellite?
Okay, so how you feel
as let me just share this. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about depression and how to feel less depressed.
Right. And it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Nothing to be ashamed of.
In fact, admitting it can help you get through it, to go through it. It's nothing to be ashamed of. It happens to most people at one time or another. You live long enough. So here's another way you can get through depression. Say to yourself, I'm choosing the most emotionally healthy choice right now. Go out into nature. You can choose to be emotionally healthy. If you're in an emotionally draining relationship, for instance, make the choice to find someone who will respect you and listen to you, someone who's honest with you 100%. Sometimes we stay in a relationship that is harmful emotionally just to say that we have someone, but that someone is draining us. If you're in a job that you hate, make preparations to move out of it rather than continually stay in the job and not doing anything about it. It's going to make you depressed and you stay that way. Make some moves to change. Realize nothing is meant to bloom all year round. Remind yourself it's okay to take a break. I mean, even the flowers out there die at some point, but they come back. You're not weak. It takes strength to admit you need a break instead of constantly faking it. In fact, life is about when to be active and when to be passive. Go on an holiday. Take a big break. Take an holiday. Okay?
Take an holiday. Take an holiday. Again, if you'd like to actually view this Ralph Smart video on Infinite Waters, just go to the Infinite Waters YouTube channel. And the title again is Depression and How to Feel Less Depressed. Okay. And Clearing the Negative Energy. So, you will be less depressed, Featherlight. And anyone out there that may have experienced depression, have a friend that's experiencing depression, you notice something different about them, you think they may be depressed. If you stop trying to make your life appear perfect on the outside, when you're inside, you're hurting, you're in pain.
Yeah.
I remember hearing someone say, yeah, just fake it till you make it. And then the other person, the group said, no, I'm not going to fake it till I make it. I'm going to be real. And they just went on into, like, no, that's the problem. We're faking it.
Yeah.
Instead of just being real and honest with yourself and other people.
Yeah.
So on the inside, you really need a hug. Remember when we were talking the other week, I think that's when we had the opioid show.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may have just been an opioid factor. But anyway, that's what many of the heroin addicts say. When they inject that heroin, it feels like a big, warm hug.
Oh, yeah,
it
I remember
like
that.
It feels like a cozy hug. So people may feel that they need a hug. I'm a hugger. I hug people. Because you never know when someone may need a hug or a smile.
Never know. You never know.
Now, I don't just hug anybody because some people, you don't want that energy on you.
Right.
But, I will hug people when I feel a positive energy, a pleasant energy. So anyway, you want how you feel on the inside to match what appears on the outside, what other people are seeing. If you're taking selfies and you just don't like your body, you will feel less depressed. If you nurture the inside of you instead of worrying about the outside. And when I'm taking selfies or taking pictures, I don't take a lot of selfies. And I don't take a lot of selfies because I'm always like, oh, wait a minute, what is my this size? Oh, I like that hair look. Oh, wait a minute. I must have been.
Is that me?
I had too much sodium this week. My face looked a little round. You know, all of that, how we criticize. Yeah. Well, I know me. I'm always like, well, I look short. Let me stand on my toes, and then maybe I'll look taller. You know, all of that, for what?
Aim the camera down so I'll look higher.
Give me this side. Not that side. Like, wait a minute. Oh, let me just stand behind this person and stick my face out. Oh, that's the way I look. All of that. Oh my goodness. So just leave it alone. Just stop it. All right.
Nurture your inside. It's okay. Here's another way. Way to feel less depressed. It's okay to cancel plans. Speak your heart and your mind.
Depression. I learned that.
Yeah.
I learned that.
I learned that one. Yes.
Hard way.
Mm-hmm.
Depression is suppression. You may have a difficult time saying no.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a difficult time saying no when you finally learned it?
Once I finally learned that, no, I didn't have. I used to, but I grew from that. And in terms of the counseling plans, I would always feel so obligated. I would give these obligatory yeses. Oh,
yeah.
Yes, I'll go. Okay. But I learned that it's about me. It's about me, and more me.
And more me.
And more me. And what did Mama D say? Me, and more me, and something else we said. And I said, oh, hashtag that.
All right. You should. Mm-hmm. You said you were going to do that.
Oh, man. I said, that's a hashtag, Mama D. But, I learned. Listen, no, if I don't feel like doing that or going or participating, whatever it is, then I just don't. And I have the right to say no.
You do. You have the right.
Yes. I don't feel like it. I'm not going. I'm just not.
And you have a right to change your mind. If someone says, what you said you were going to, you have a right to change.
Yeah, well, you don't know what type of day I had. Or you don't know what other responsibility I may have. That something happened. There's a change in plans, dear. Change in plans. And you know what? And we don't owe anybody any explanation or excuses.
No.
We always feel like we have to explain.
That was my problem.
You all of that?
Yeah. That was my problem.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to apologize for saying you don't want to go. Sometimes you're so tired and you need that rest. Mm-hmm. But you feel obligated to say yes. And that's not... They're not your real friends if you don't feel that they will understand and that you need that much needed sleep and rest to get your body back in alignment. That's part of the problem of physical pain as well, because when we don't give our bodies the rest that it needs, pretty soon it gets out of alignment and disalignment causes pain.
Mm-hmm. Sure, it'll cause pain. Yeah, I've gone to see chiropractors several times. I feel like a new person when I walk out of that office. So you are less depressed when you are surrounded by people who are good for your mental health. Energy is contagious. So be certain to surround yourself with people who are on a high frequency. They lift you up. You know, wise people are never trying to be the smartest person in the room.
No.
They surround themselves with people that are smarter than them so you can learn something.
Right. And they don't have time to judge other people. They're so busy. If they're not gleaning information from someone that's higher or has on a higher vibration, they're sharing what they know to others who are ready. You don't have time for judgment.
I don't have time for it. So you're less depressed when you're not concerned about fitting into a system that you know is not made for you. You know something is not right. How many of you out there knew, you've been knowing for some time, maybe when you were a child, you knew something wasn't right. Like I always say, I knew it was something strange, something peculiar, something bothersome, something worrisome about why were the housing projects mostly comprised of black people? I didn't see any Asian people.
Right.
You may saw that one or two white families, but you didn't see white people.
Right.
And just imagine the damage that had with a lot of children, or still has with a lot of children, even though now I hear a lot of white people in public housing, taking up public housing. You know, a lot of them taking up public housing with this opioid crisis, because now they're getting, they're able to receive Section 8.
True.
Opioid addicts. Taking up all the damn Section 8. Woo! Lord have mercy. So, when you start outgrowing the system, you may feel like you are out of place. Sometimes you may feel like,
you feel different.
Yeah.
You start having different conversations and different thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You start losing people that you thought were your friends.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when people start telling you crazy, you know you're on the right track. So, now that's not Ralph Smart, that's me ad-libbing, so, right. when you have a good sense of yourself, you will be less depressed. Once you accept yourself 100% for the light, you will feel less depressed.
Yes. You'll feel less depressed when you stop trying to fit yourself into other people's ideas or ideals of what you should be and how you should behave and what you should look like and what your body should look like.
Mm-hmm. And love yourself. Love yourself 100%. You will be less depressed.
Finally, the sun activates your melanin, which stimulates your pineal gland, which is the secret to everything, a fully activated pineal gland. We are made to be out in nature, and our body needs and craves vitamin D. Light is energy. It's a life force, and sunlight is food. Mm. And our eyes are like cameras. The more light that comes in, the better we feel mentally and emotionally. This sunlight is really, really healing. I tell you, I am just, what do you call it? I forgot the word. But I speak highly of getting out into nature. When I'm feeling down and blue, I will go out into nature, and I will not look at my watch. I will not worry about the time. I would just lose myself in nature, because there's no judgment there. It's just love. And it actually, speaking of hug, it feels like a great big hug to me.
Oh.
It really, yeah. Really does. It really does. I remember, well, I used to, when I was in Memphis, I lived right across the street from one end of the big park there. It's called Overton Park, and it was huge, 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 huge. Covered about three streets. So I lived on the part at the very end, and I could just walk across the street and go to the park and just walk, walk, walk. And I remember this is when cell phones were just becoming popular. And my mom would call me every other day and say she needed to go somewhere. And I remember when I would get ready to go to the park, I would call her before I left, and I'd say, Mom, I'm getting ready to go to the park. So I will be out of touch for at least a couple of hours. So I will not answer the phone. So don't call. We weren't texting. Don't call. Yes, yes. I will let you know when. Me too. I heard somebody. I had a little girl singing it. Don't call me no more. Don't text me no more. Don't call and don't text, because I am in nature. I am one with nature.
I'm with nature in your care.
You will be less depressed. Echotherapy. That's echotherapy. Mm-hmm. Is very beneficial. And take your shoes off. Take your shoes off. Mm-hmm. Feel the mm-hmm. earth ground. Oof. Fast.
Mm, just thinking about this and chills through me. Feel the mm-hmm. earth. Feel the moistness of the dirt. Remember when we used to play in the dirt and the mud?
Yep.
Just play mud, just a little bit.
Yep.
Just a little. I don't want to get too muddy.
Make mud pies. I made mud pies.
But it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And feeling the grass in your toes. I love that.
Yeah. And sand,
oh God,
grass, leaves, and stone. All those things you get energy from. Good energy. Good earthly energy.
Good earthly energy.
And that is the end of our suggestions for Relieving Depression, sponsored by Ralph Smart, Infinite Waters, Diving Deep.
Yes, infinite waters. Shall I share the gemstone for tonight before we go into...
Please do. Please do.
Okay. All right, so our gemstone for tonight is snow quartz. Snow quartz.
Snow quartz.
Okay. Yes, snow quartz. Appearance, firmly compacted and opaque, milky, often found as water-worn pebbles. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And properties, excuse me, properties, supports the learning of lessons, especially connected with letting go of responsibilities that are no longer relevant, enhances cooperation in all situations, links to deep inner wisdom. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can wear the snow quartz anywhere.
Okay. I don't think I have a snow quartz. Snow quartz. I remember looking at them. Gotta get several. I'm getting a little low on my gemstones. It's so many.
Mm-hmm.
It's so many. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, let's see. I do have... Let me see if I have time to give a love the body. All right. Yes, I do. Here's a tip. A love the body tip. Try to go to bed the same day you woke up.
I've been trying since you mentioned that. I have.
Yes.
I have. And I'm a nocturnal creature, so that
me
is
too.
A challenge for me.
Right. For
but
me
that's
as
part
well.
Of my 21-day sacral chakra.
Healing.
Healing. Yes. The challenge.
Yes.
That's part, because that's a challenge.
Yes. Yes.
Actually,
and change. See, it's a change. It's
mm-hmm.
part of change. That's what sacral chakra is about, changing for the better.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I, like you, am a night owl. I'll never forget the time you called me. We live in the same building. You called me. It was about 11 o'clock. And you had some friends over, and you were playing this great card game that I just love. It's a fun card game. I don't like the serious stuff. People yell at each other. And you said, "What are you doing?" No, I answered lively, like, "Hello." And you said, "Oh, you're still up?" And I said, "Yeah, yeah." And you said, I was wondering if you wanted to come up. This is a high-rise building. And you said, "What time do you go to bed?" And I said, without thinking, you know, like, when I get through having fun. And you just laughed. But that's what I'm, you know, I go to bed when I get through having fun. It's not like a special time, you know. And I mean, I have just, since I don't work, I'm a LOL, Lady of Leisure. Been just kind of wandering around in my bedroom or lying in the bed reading or whatever. And then I will look at the clock and I'm like, damn, what time? Oh my goodness, let me go to bed. I didn't know it was that late because I lose track of time. But since I saw that quote, I'm more into, okay, it's getting close to the next day. I need to go to bed. So sleep, like food, needs to be on a schedule to properly nourish and rejuvenate the body. Here is a quick Love the Body recipe that I would like to share. Grab your pen, grab your paper, grab your phone, grab the notepad. It's called Hawaiian ice cream. Take a guilt-free trip to the tropics with this cold and creamy dessert. Prep time is 5 minutes, and it serves 3 people. Here are the ingredients. Ready? 12 ounces of frozen mango chunks. 4 ounces of frozen pineapple chunks. 1 cup of canned light coconut milk, cold. And 1/4 cup of coconut water. I love coconut water, cold. Add all of the ingredients to a 40-ounce, it says processor here because I have a processor, but a blender will do, you know how we do it. in the order listed and pulse 5 times, then blend continuously for 45 seconds until smooth and creamy. So get it to this smooth and creamy texture, and it will be absolutely delicious. Again, the ingredients are, and I'll post this on the BTR Mind, Body, and Spirit page, 12 ounces of frozen mango chunks, 4 ounces of frozen pineapple chunks, one cup canned light coconut milk, cold, and 1/4 cup of coconut water, cold. Those are very, very simple and easy to get ingredients. And you will have yourself a lovely time eating Hawaiian ice cream that is guilt-free. All right. That means it is time to quiet our minds and get ready for rest and release. Rest your body and release tensions. So take a deep breath. Let's shake off some of the stress and tension that we've picked up this week. Place your feet together and bring your hands to the prayer symbol. If our caller is still listening, this is called the Angelou Mudra. And it's actually the prayer symbol that we do all the time. We say our prayers. This is a mudra. Place it in front of your chest. Inhale. And exhale. Nod or bow, whichever you prefer. And just repeat to yourself or in your mind, the divine in me honors the divine in you. Namaste. So let's begin. So relax your stance and take a small step to the left and relax your knees. Raise and drop your shoulders and breathe from your lower belly. And when you inhale, your belly should balloon outward. And when you exhale, you should relax your stomach toward your spine. So calm down your mind by slowing down your breath. Short breaths create a chaotic mind. Long breaths create a more productive and calming mind so that you can think clearly and receive intuitive thoughts. Connect with your higher self. So inhale and raise your right arm overhead, and then exhale and let it come down with your breath. Inhale and raise your left arm, and exhale and let it gently drop down. Each movement has a breath. Now raise both arms in front of you as you inhale. And then exhale and let them gently drop to your thighs. Become aware of your breath. Inhale cool air through your nose. And then exhale warm air out through your nose. Inhale to the count of 4. Hold 2. And exhale 6. Inhale. Hold, exhale. When you exhale, imagine exhaling toxins from your body, because that's what you're doing, so your exhale is longer. So let's do it again. Inhale, hold, now exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now inhale and slowly turn your head to the right with your chin parallel with your right shoulder. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Now inhale and bring it back to the center. Exhale. Inhale and turn your head to the left. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale and bring it back to the center. Now, inhale, exhale, and drop your right ear to your right shoulder. Now, inhale, and gently lift your chin. Exhale, and bring it back toward your chest. Now, repeat. Inhale up, and exhale down. Inhale, and bring it back to the center. Exhale and drop your left ear to your left shoulder. Inhale and lightly lift your chin up. Exhale and bring it down. So make this a smooth motion. Inhale up. Exhale down. Inhale up. Exhale down. Inhale and back to the center. Now take a wider step with your left foot and get ready to twist your body. You're going to take your right arm and twist your right arm to your left side as if you're tossing your arm in the air. You're tossing a ball. Okay? Now twist with your left arm to the right. As you come back to the center, bend your knees a bit. And inhale. So you exhale as you toss. And when you come to the center, you inhale, bend your knees, and then exhale to the other side. Exhale and toss to the other side. So imagine that you are tossing away the stress. You're tossing away your anxiety about tomorrow. You're tossing away the worry about yesterday. You're tossing all the toxins away. So, toss to the left, inhale, exhale to the right. So make this one smooth movement. This is actually a Qigong movement. You're getting rid of unnecessary energies, toxic energy. Okay? So slow it down. And just do a shake. Start at the bottom of your feet and just work your way up your legs. Just shake. Like when they say shake it off, that's literally you're shaking off the stress. You shake your arms, your elbows, your wrists, your hands, your fingers, your shoulders, and keep your neck steady. Okay? Now slow it down. And finally, bring your feet together. Circle your arms up and out, out and up. Reach up to the sky and slowly bring down your chi, your energy over your body. Just slowly bring it down. You're calming down your chi because you've worked it up. So you're going to calm down your chi. Again, sweep your arms out to the side and up. Look up. Form a triangle with your hands this time and slowly bring down your chi. Slowly bring it down until you get to your center core, which is your lower abdomen, and hold it there. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Another deep breath. Exhale. And then bring your hands to the Anjali Mudra. The prayer symbol. Do a smile. It always helps to relieve stress. The God in me honors the God in you. Namaste. Thank you for joining us in our pranayama breathing session. See you next time.
Namaste. Thank you, Fellow Life. That was so relaxing. As always, I'm very sleepy now and ready to go to bed.
Thank you, Scotty. We went over a little bit, but thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Milwaukee. We look forward to the next spoken word reading.
Yes, do. Pen to paper.